What is up, Wolfpack? You just heard Black Beatles. You are hanging out with me, Senior Airman AJ Dupre, better known as DJ AJ, the Goofy Goth Girl, and you're tuned into The Bat Chat. And we are joined by a very special guest today. Sir, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, how's it going, Kunsan? This is Master Sergeant Calvin Johnson coming from the legal office, a.k.a. Sharkeel O'Neal.
Is that the new one?
That's the new one.
Oh, Sharkeel O'Neal. Fantastic. You know, it's kind of different to Jagatron in that it doesn't say anything Jag-related.
Well, right? So Shark is the basis of it because Shark is like a lawyer.
Yeah.
And we live in a shark tank in the legal office, and the head person is Shark, and I'm Shark Super.
Super Shark.
Right. So that's where all the shark puns and stuff come from.
I mean, I guess if you understand the whole shark thing, I guess that would make sense.
Jagatron is the real nickname.
Is that your jersey? I feel like I saw that in your jersey.
Yes, okay. It says Jagatron.
All right. I thought I saw that. You know, I'm just going crazy. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about blacked out versus passed out.
Ooh, that is a Kunsan special. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. You know that. And we're also going to be talking about some things dealing with change, and I'm going to mix that into the Air Force priorities. So we're going to have a witch's brew on this bat, on your little bat special.
I love that. That is truly fitting. That is topical. We've got the witch's brew on the bat chat. Love it. Look.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Oh, he's falling right into it. Is that what we're drinking today? It's cauldron soup?
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, it's Thirsty Thursdays. Welcome back. Thirsty Thursdays. It's been a while, like a month. I was gone. I was TDY. I was on leave. I was fiending to be on this radio show and just give to the people.
And look, you are back. Well, you know, right now we're going to get back into music, but we are going to come back in and we are going to be talking about some very important stuff. We got you some Billie Jean.
You're welcome.
You just heard Aerosmith with Crazy, and you're hanging out on 88.5 with me, DJ AJ, the Goofy Goth Girl, on the Bat Chat. We're hanging out with a very special guest. How are you introducing yourself right now, sir?
We're going to stick with Jagatron. I'm going to keep the nicknames down to a minimum today.
All right, so we'll keep the introductions low. Are you going to do a different nickname every week, or... You know,
I'm not going to stick to a theme. I'm just, however I feel that day is how it's going to come out. That's what we're going to do.
We're just living wild, lawless.
I love it.
No standardization. That's fine. I can live with that.
Absolutely.
So what are we going to be talking about right now? I hear something about blackout versus...
pass out.
There we go.
Okay, so really what I wanted to segue into that is, why are we here? The initial thought was, hey, I wanted to come and talk to everybody who would listen on this radio station, on this base, about... sexual misconduct education. This is an initiative to get people to really step outside and look at what's been happening and what actually is taking, not just sexual assault, because sexual assault is just one offense on the many in the continuum of harm. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to change the culture. We're not change the subject. We're trying to dig deep into the subject to get people to understand. And why this change is so important is because, hey, people are getting in trouble, and sometimes it's just a mistake of fact. So if people understand what consent really is and how to go about doing it and how to change this culture, it's imperative. So when we talk about the change, we talk about directing your rider. So if people talk to you about rationalization and logic, that's directing your rider. When we talk about motivating the elephant, that's talking about you emotionally, right? I know. Your elephant is your emotional tie, all right? So when you think about something emotionally, when you act on emotion, how hard is it not to act on emotion?
I mean... it's pretty difficult, especially when you throw alcohol into the mix.
Absolutely. So then we talk about shaping the path, and that's changing the environment. So when we talk about blackout versus pass out, right? Yes. This is important because when you're talking about gaining consent from someone to engage in sexual activity, mm-hmm. All right, cool. Let's just say you meet somebody, y'all are drinking,
okay.
Y'all go home, you partake in adult sexual activities. Right.
Okay.
You want to make sure a person's of age.
Here,
right.
Yeah.
And they wake up the next morning and they say, hey, what are you doing here? What did we do?
Oh.
I'm naked.
Ooh.
I didn't want to do that.
Ooh.
This is what we did. Hold on. You said yes. That's an issue.
That is an issue, truly. That is not a situation you want to be in.
So
oh
we're going to talk more about that. That's what we're going to get into.
Okay.
Well, so with that being said. let's move on into the next song. Are we? Is that what we're doing?
I mean, yeah, if that's all you want to talk about, yeah,
no,
you know?
No, absolutely not. Cut that. We're going back. So here's the thing, though. So with consent and with blackout versus passout, first thing, blackout is a person is actually conscious.
Yes.
But they are not recording at the time that the activity is happening. So they could be at mentally recording. Their brain, the hippocampus, is not actually recording. There's a short memory loss going on, right?
That makes
They're
sense.
Taking in inputs, but it's not sticking. Okay, so they could be at the club, they could be at a party, they could be talking, they could be dancing, they could be interacting with their peers and individuals. You can't really see when somebody's blacking out. Oh, but you can. Have you ever ran into somebody and they kept repeating themselves? You've seen that before. It's like, why is
Listen,
this?
Kunsan has taught me a lot about that. Like, I did not know that was a thing until I lived it here. What?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's definitely true. Although, I don't know. I'm kind of a repetitive person sometimes. So.
No, but you know that one person or two or three at Kunsan, right? Who's like, I just had this conversation with this person. They're drinking too much, right? That is a telltale sign of a blackout.
So that's how you know, is if they just keep rambling on about the same thing.
Scientifically, they will say you cannot see when somebody's blacking out. But listen, tactically you can, and you've seen it. Now, the difference between the blackout and the pass out is that somebody's passed out. Those are the Sharpie people.
Yeah.
They're getting the Sharpie, right?
I mean,
they're writing the glasses on them, like
so
and so was here, right? Now, a blackout can lead to a pass out.
Yes.
Right? But they're two different things. So if you're having sex with somebody and they wake up the next morning and say they don't remember, that was a blackout event.
Yeah.
If you engage in sex with somebody that's passed out,
that is awful.
That is a sexual assault.
Do not do that.
Okay.
Please.
But there's a difference. People like to interchange those words, blackout and pass out, but they're two different.
So we need to definitely be making sure that we have that distinction in mind.
You have to have that distinction, first of all. And second of all, if you're in an environment where there could be a potential to black out, you need to make sure you are getting consent very early in the night. Because if a person says they don't remember ever consenting to having sex, that's a problem.
You're going to jail.
But if you, there's a potential, allegedly, all right? But if you start off the first thing in the day, in the night, and you're saying, hey, we're going to be doing this, this is our night, da-da-da-da-da, they can at least remember that they did consent to sex.
You want to talk to them when they can remember. You know what? That makes a lot of sense. And there's so much more that we're going to be delving into. But right now, we're going to get back into the music. We'll be right back. Don't worry, we got some more information.